Tonight on the Nickelodeon cable network, Linda Ellerbee hosts a primetime special, which she also produced, called Nickelodeon Special Edition, A Conversation with Magic. In it, Magic Johnson talks with a group of teens and preteens about AIDS, the HIV virus, and related issues. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
This is a Nickelodeon Special Edition, A Conversation with Magic.
Because of the HIV virus that I have attained, I will have to retire from the Lakers.
A Conversation with Magic starts out with that press conference announcement from Magic Johnson a few months ago, then opens up the floor to questions. Linda Ellerbee plays the role of the genial TV talk show host, standing off to the side as a moderator and information giver. Magic is in the center, with about 20 kids gathered around him on the informal set. And for the first half of the show, the kids fire away, asking honest questions and getting honest answers.
Did you know right away that you had to retire?
No, it was mentioned to me by my doctors that I should retire. That was their medical opinion.
I take it you didn't want to, did you?
No, I talked it over with my wife, and it was the best thing. I mean, as soon as he said it, I looked at her, she looked at me. And I recognize that look. You know how your dad gives you that look like you're in trouble?
Yeah.
And you know you're in trouble?
Yeah.
Well, my wife gave me that look like, you better retire.
Then there's a lot of practical information given out, quickly and entertainingly. This is where the show seems so different from most TV shows about AIDS and HIV. The kids aren't talked down to or lectured to or expected to snicker at the mere mention of the word sex. Ellerbee, using two of her fingers as a visual aid, matter-of-factly demonstrates what a condom is and how it works. And a rap singer named Scar performs in a rock video called You Can't Get It, about the ways in which the HIV virus is not transmitted.
If someone has AIDS, you can still be friends. You can touch and hug, hold hands, sing and dance. You can run around, enjoy a game of tag. Take a dip in the pool, jump in with a splash. You can share your lunch, share an apple or juice. Use the same bar of soap, but that's what you choose. Because AIDS is in the inside, it's not on the outside. There's no need to hold your breath, it's not in the air. Kids, you gotta know, together we have a chance to beat this disease. You gotta take command, you gotta listen and learn. Get the facts straight, update yourself, ignore all the nonsense about.
So far, so very good. But in the second half, the show shifts into an even higher gear by shifting the spotlight from Magic Johnson to the kids around him. Ellerbee asks if they know anyone with AIDS, and one boy says his older brother has it. He looks at Magic, and there's a real connection there, and he tells Magic how his family had to move to a new neighborhood because his brother's friends stopped playing with him. Then Ellerbee asks if anyone there has the HIV virus, and a few hands go up. One belongs to an adorable little girl, not much bigger than a basketball, who's seated right in front of Magic.
You wanted to say something?
That I want people to know that we're just normal people.
Mm-hmm. Aw. You don't have to cry. You don't have to cry. Because we are normal people, okay? We are. You just want to be treated like that, right? You just want your friends to play with you and call you up and come by and still have sleepovers and things like that, right? Yes. And it's okay to cry. It's okay to cry.
Now, even more than when he was on the court, Magic Johnson is acting like a hero. Don't miss this special, and don't let your kids miss it either. Finally, if you don't have cable, be patient. It's being made available for classroom use and also will show up on PBS later this spring. I must have seen more than 100 AIDS documentaries over the last 7 years, and this is the very best.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post.